Next item on the agenda is failure to report harvest as required by 4 VAC 20610 pertaining to commercial fishing and mandatory harvest reporting. One of the most important things as we manage our fishery. Ms. Iverson.
Yes, sir. I'm here before you to bring three harvesters for noncompliance of this mandatory harvest reporting regulation. And as you stated, this is really a very important regulation. We've had several changes to this regulation to tighten it for harvest reporting. Just this year, we required them, in order to renew their 2007 license, that they had to be in compliance with mandatory point harvesting. So the importance of people reporting, not only accurately but in a timely manner, has become even more critical. We really need to have the harvest information in the database in a timely manner. And these particular gentlemen have not been following that regulation as we would have required. I know two of the gentlemen are here. I'm just not sure about the other one. Is Sean Bogus in the house? So Mr. Sean Bogers is here.
Okay.
And I can just sort of outline to you and I'll, the first harvester.
Now, what I'd like to do is Mr. Joseph L. Blanchard come forward, please. Ms. Blanchard.
Okay. Mr. Blanchard has been out of compliance for several years, and he's been habitual offender in this area, as well as reporting in a sporadic manner. I've talked to Mr. Blanchard today. We got all his reports in, and I explained to him the importance of reporting his harvest on time. You know, he explained to me some of the things that were going on with him this year, but it's not just this year. There have been multiple years where this has occurred. And what happens is it takes a lot of staff time to continuously call and prompt people. Everyone gets two status letters every year, a six-month and a 12-month status letter that says, you are, this is where you are, and these are the reports that we have for you. So they have ample time to respond to those prompts. And so when you don't respond to the prompts, then we have to forward with phone calls. Compliance coordinator has to go through calling people, and then you're still getting letters saying, you know, you have not reported on a monthly basis. Every month or so, you'll get a letter saying, we don't have a report for you for April.
Mr. Blanchard, raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes, sir.
Can you tell me what's going on and what the problem is in getting these very important reports in?
Sir, I can sit here and make excuses all day, lie, but I can only assure you, after talking to Ms. Iverson today and getting this thing filed and straight, it won't happen again.
Well,
it's really.
I
apologize to the commission for it.
Well, the apology should not just be to the commission, though. So apology should be to every commercial waterman out there, because they're relying, when they set quotas, on accurate numbers provided by each individual. So not only is it an administrative function that we have a problem with here, and a violation of Virginia law is that you're impeding and impairing the fair distribution of fishery quota to your other folks. So it's... You're hurting yourself, you're hurting your fellow fishermen, and you're violating Virginia law. So are you going to have a recommendation at the end of this?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, you can have a seat, Mr. Blanchard. We'll let you know what's going to happen shortly.
The next harvester is Sean Bogus.
Mr. Bogus. Go ahead, Ms. Ivers.
Same with Mr. Bogus. This is multiple years of being out of compliance. Mr. Bogus once prompted with either commission action or removal of his license will come forward and bring his reports, which has occurred. But the problem is they're so far delinquent that you really do not get the benefit of having the harvest in the database when it's needed. And that's the problem that we have. You know, we've prompted him. We've asked him to submit the letters. He responds, I will submit them, but we don't get the reports. Now, he did send all his reports in. I've got all of Mr. Bogus' reports.
How did they just happen to show up today, both of them?
No, mine's been here for about 2 months.
Well, like I said, his reports are here. They've been here 2 months, but they're so far in delinquent. The reports for January are due February the 5th, and so on and so on.
Mr. Bogus, raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear the testimony that you will give be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, self, you God?
Yes, sir.
What's the story?
Well, me and my father, we work together. We're both licensed fishermen, and we report together.
Is your father Kenneth Fogus?
That's right.
Okay.
And we fill out our reports together. I mean, the same two numbers on the same report. And I don't understand how they could have got... I mean, I'm not saying I won't late, but it's not like a consistent thing. I mean, I may have been 2 months late or 3 months late, but I always caught them up all the time. But they don't have him here, and I'm here. And I don't understand how it could be like that when we report together.
Well, Stephanie, when you get back to the desk, call his father up and tell him that his son wants to know why he's not down here.
But
would you
that's
do?
That's not what I'm saying.
Here's the deal. 2 months and 3 months is too late.
I understand.
It's a condition of having a license here at the Marine Resources Commission, which is a privilege, just like your driver's license. It's not a right. And you heard what I told Mr. Blanchard. Anybody else have any comments? I mean, I don't... Do you have a recommendation for Mr. Boggess at the end of this as well, sir? Mr. Boggess, have a seat, and we'll tell you what the disposition is. Mr. Farrington?
Hi, Farrington.
Yes, ma'am.
Same with Mr. Farrington. Many, many, you know, the years of being out of compliance, it is just a habitual not sending reports in on time. They will send them in once prompted, after several phone calls, after many letters, after you come in to get your card, and the next year, then you'll come back and say, well, I'm sorry I didn't have my reports in for last year. So it's the same thing. You're looking at getting 2005 harvest in 2006 when it should not be that way. They're due on a monthly basis. They're required to be in the office in a timely manner. Once again, Mr. Farrington came in. He has all his reports, just like everyone else who's been before you, and I have all his reports up to date, but it is the delinquency that is the problem.
Mr. Farrington, raise your right hand. You solemnly swear the testimony that you'll give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God. What can you say about what Ms. Iverson had to say?
Just poor organization. Found a way to keep it up to a day-to-day basis records where I was trying to do it at the end of each month, where now I do it every night when I get out of the truck. I've got a clipboard in the truck with the forms in it, so when I get home, I just fill it out daily. It's just poor organization. You know, long days, hard long days. You get home, you're tired, you want to sleep, you want to eat, clean up. It's bottom line, just poor organization.
I'm not going to be repetitive. You heard what I said to the other two. The same holds true there, too.
I found a way to take care of it, and they've been in on time since.
And every one of y'all have promised that we're not going to have this problem again, is what I've heard.
I've never promised that. I've always just turned them in. I've never spoken to anybody about this before.
Well, I presume then by your newly found organizational skills that it won't be late.
Well, that's for sure.
Yeah, good deal. Ms. Iverson, recommendation?
Staff recommends 2-year probation for each one of the individuals. And during that probation period, of course, if they have any other violations, that their licenses will come before you to possibly be removed. And that's staff recommendation, 2-year probation. It's up to the commission as to what it is that you all would like to do. But that is the standard that we've held over the last few years. That's just a precedent.
Well, I'd like to read something, if I could. It's 28.2232 of the Code of Virginia. The commission may revoke and prohibit the issuance, reissuance, or renewal of any license if, after a hearing held after 10 days' notice to the applicant or licensee, it finds that the person has violated any provision of this subtitle. The duration of the revocation and prohibition shall be fixed by the commission up to a maximum of 2 years, with some other language. So one more violation could result in revocation of their license up to 2 years by the commission. 2 years is a long time. Matter is before the commission for action. Mr. Tankard.
Yeah, when I read that 28.2-232, the thing I have a bit of a problem with and trying to understand staff's recommendation is that they have been habitual. It's almost abusive, and you read this in the code, And at the same time, I think it's somewhat severe if we're going to try to manage the fishery. So I quite frankly, I don't know how probation seems a bit lenient to me.
Mr. Robbins?
Mr. Chairman, I agree, but I have a question for staff, and that is, as I understand what you've told us today, I mean, when we read through the staff analysis, I was certainly inclined to think that revocation was the order of the day rather than probation. But it seems to me that, now, have you told us that all three of these gentlemen are completely up to date and in compliance with their reporting?
As of today.
As of today's date?
Yes, sir.
So going forward, they're caught up and they're eligible to receive their 2007 card?
As of today.
Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Kushner.
Mr. Schiff and Mr. McConaughey.
Have any one of these gentlemen been before the commission before on this issue?
Mr. Bogus has been before the commission before. He's the only one that's been before the commission before.
Dr. McConaughey, question?
Well, it has been said that getting this information is essential for understanding and regulating these things, and people are habitually late. Not really inclined to give them a lot of slack, especially if they've been here before this meeting.
The matter is before the commission for disposition. We can take them one at a time or take them collectively. I think we should take them one at a time so that the record is clear. Mr. Blanchard, commercial number 1482. Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It's already been said, but this collecting this information through reporting is absolutely essential to not only to the fisheries managers and the department, but also to the industry itself. Last year in the Virginia General Assembly, we almost lost the fishery, and the industry's fight was made that much more difficult because we didn't have good data. And in the end, by not reporting, you only end up hurting your fellow fishermen and the industry, and as well as the manager. So this is something not to be taken lightly. I'm very glad that we now have a provision on the books that allows us to deny the renewal or issuance of new cards at the beginning of the year if somebody's not caught up. I was inclined to think that revocation would be very appropriate today, but all three gentlemen are in compliance as of today's date, and I think if we put them on probation and they come back, at that point a strong revocation would be very appropriate. But I would move in the case of Mr. Blanchard that we accept staff's recommendation for a two-year probation.
A second.
Second by Mr. Holland. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
No.
No.
Two noes. Mr. Tankard and Dr. McConaughey voted no. Sean Bogus, 4251.
Mr. Chairman, similarly in the case of Mr. Bogus, I would move that we approve staff's recommendation for a two-year probation.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Holland. Further discussion?
I do have one thing to say on this issue.
Yes, sir.
He's been before the commission before, I'm to understand. You know, so we're giving him a definite do-over here. I mean, I don't know why this issue wasn't straightened out last time he was before commission. But seems like this is a little bit more severe than the other two.
What was he before? I don't know. You know?
Mr. Chairman, do we have a record of that?
I think we're getting ready to.
It's when he came before us, it was in 98, so he was put on a one-year probation. So
And during that probationary period, did he have any problems?
No. During the probationary period, no.
That's just for informational purposes.
That's just for information, right. So
not intended to sway or right. Do anything else. Motion made, been seconded. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
No.
Two noes?
Three.
Three noes. Okay. You have it, Kathy?
Schick, Tankard, and Dr. McConaughey.
Correct. The last one is Mr. Farrington. We'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I would offer to, in the case of Mr. Ty Farrington, that we accept staff's recommendation for a two-year probation.
Is there a second?
Second.
Further discussion? Let me state this. I don't want anyone that comes before this commission either as a repeat offender for fishery laws or a repeat offender for mandatory reporting think that when they get summoned before this commission, it's simply a ride to Newport News. I believe very strongly in the fact that people make mistakes. I've dealt one way or the other with people making mistakes in life for 25 years. And I also believe that people deserve breaks. But after they receive one break and they come back, it's not the same mistake as they made that got them here the first time. So it becomes something a little bit more flagrant. So I can assure you that my vote today is based on the fact that Christmas is nigh and the fact that the individuals have gotten their reports up to date and that they will continue them up to date. However, as the manager and agency head here, responsible for statistics, planning, fishery management plans, I take very seriously any further indiscretion as far as these laws are concerned. If you come back again, you can expect, I would say, to lose your license. I'm telling you that so that you understand that you leave here understanding that that's what's going to happen, plain and simple. And I think that's just fair. I would rather someone tell me that across the table if I was in a similar situation. So having said that, you know, first one's on you, next one's on me, honestly. Mr. Tankard.
Mr. Commissioner, maybe this is out of order, but how can a person be out of compliance for so many years and not be before the commission until 2007?
Because what has occurred in the past is when they bought in their records the day of the commission meeting, they've been allowed to not have to be seen in front of the commission, and we've stopped that. Okay. They're no longer allowed, just because you came in and satisfied your delinquency, to not be seen before this commission, because this is what happens. They're not heard, so you don't see them face-to-face every time that they've been out of order.
That's good.
We've tightened up.
So now that is no longer the case. They have to come before the commission. Once that letter goes out, I don't care if their reports are here the next day, they must be seen in front of the commission.
Okay. Matters before the commission. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
Nay.
Two or three?
Three.
Two.
Same.
Two. I voted yes.
Oh, you voted yes. Okay. Thank you. Mr. Schick voted yes on that one. Any other matters to come before the commission? Well, if not, on behalf of Governor Kane, Secretary Bryant, and all of the members of the Secretary of Natural Resources staff and the Marine Resources Commission, I'd like to wish you all a happy holiday season and a safe and prosperous new year. Meeting adjourned.